I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. And as America turns inward, we'll keep going outward and looking in. Two major themes of President Donald Trump's campaign are in the spotlight today in Washington. One is the effort to limit refugees from entering the U.S., and second, the plan to build a bigger wall along the Mexican border. This afternoon, at a ceremony at the Department of Homeland Security, Trump signed an executive order designed to be the first step in making that wall a reality. "We've been talking about this right from the beginning," Trump said. The World's Monica Campbell joins us now from Mexico City. So let's start with that border wall. Donald Trump, today speaking with ABC News, said he expects to begin building the border wall as soon as it can physically be done, perhaps in months, and that Mexico, he said, will completely pay for it. What is the reaction in Mexico to Trump's insistence on building up this wall and making Mexico pay for it, Monica?
A lot of Mexicans here have the same questions that people do in the United States. How do you force a country to cough up billions and billions of dollars for something that really is not in their interest? There is not any support here in Mexico to build a bigger wall or a longer wall between the United States and Mexico. People here know that Trump will have to work through Congress to accomplish much of what he wants to do. They also hope that as Mexican government officials go to Washington this week, that they'll have a firm stance against Trump and say, hey, how are you going to make us do this? And let's talk more about how our countries can work together instead of building this wall that just polarizes us even more.
And I suspect Mexicans are also asking those same questions.
Absolutely. And a lot of people in Mexico, you know, they've worked in the United States. They have family living in the United States. And we're talking at a time when there's more integration of Mexicans and Mexican Americans in the United States. It seems to be taking that further integration into an opposite direction. And so a lot of Mexicans here, you know, there's almost a sense of sadness. Like, why is there this tone coming out of the Trump administration? Shouldn't we be working together and realizing the value that Mexicans and Mexican Americans bring to the United States instead of dismissing millions and millions of people and what they contribute, you know, out of hand?
And amid all this news today, Monica, Mexico's foreign minister arrives in Washington to meet with members of the Trump administration. That's ahead of Trump's meeting next week with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. What can we expect from these meetings?
Enrique Peña Nieto, this week, he said that there will be neither confrontation nor submission when it comes to negotiating with Trump on trade and immigration. And so Peña Nieto has to walk this fine line. At the same, you know, at once, he has to stand firm. And on the other hand, you know, there's this idea of trying to start off on the right foot with the Trump administration.
How many Mexicans worry that Peña Nieto would become Donald Trump's pawn, that he might actually pay for the wall?
I think that there is some worry about that because Peña Nieto is an incredibly unpopular president. Right now, Mexico is going through a severe economic crisis. Inflation is up. Gas prices are rising. While Trump has a high unpopularity ratings in the United States, so does Peña Nieto. I mean, he also has quite a bit to lose. So people don't have a lot of confidence in Peña Nieto, and they're hoping that he can step up and defend Mexico and Washington. But there is quite a bit of concern about, you know, what will he be able to do? Will he take the right steps? There have been a lot of missteps with this administration, so there isn't a lot of confidence that, you know, can he walk this incredibly complicated line like a lot of foreign governments are walking right now with Trump? It's also interesting to note that, I mean, we'll see to what extent we actually, you know, how far this goes, but I've been talking to some people who say, you know, I'm going to boycott buying American. Walmart, wow. Here in Mexico, Walmart is the biggest retailer. People spend money on American products, you know, you name it. But if you're going to stop buying American here in Mexico, I just wonder how that might play out. I mean, it's practically impossible to think about, but it is something that people are saying here, like, let's boycott America.
Well, we'll keep watching this all with you, Monica, the world's Monica Campbell in Mexico City. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.
Let's head north to a place where that wall, if it really does get built, will change a lot of lives, the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Democrat Henry Cuellar represents that district in Congress in Washington. Cuellar agrees with the president's impulse, but not his solution.
I want to make sure that we have a secure border, which means that we get more border patrol, more technology, aerostats, cameras, sensors, to make sure that we secure the border, but at the same time work with our Mexican friends, make sure that they do more to help us secure the border. We don't want to have an open border. But I do know that, you know, if you put an emphasis on a 14th century solution, call a wall. We saw what happened with Imperial China and their wall. We know what happened with the communists and their wall. It's not a very effective way of addressing the issues. And keep in mind that over 40% of the people that we have in the United States without documents came in through a legal permit or visa. So a wall is not going to stop them. So we just got to be careful on how we address this and not spend $6.5 million per mile of fence. Well, we can do this with 1 mile of technology that each mile will cost $1 million per mile.
So you represent communities in this border region that have a number of concerns and interests in how and whether this border wall should be built. What are the chief concerns?
Let's keep in mind that most of the property that we have here in the southern border, in, at least in Texas, is private property. So when you look at private property, people are not just going to give up their lands to a wall. They're not going to do that. They're going to file lawsuits. They're going to fight this like crazy. And I believe in private property rights. We want to secure the border, but we just got to make sure that we do this in a smart way. Keep in mind also that Mexico has a visa system that is there to, in many ways, to help us when we talk about security. So if they wanted to open up their visa systems to people from countries that are not very friendly to the United States, they can make things very, very difficult for the United States. So Mexico wants to work with us. We took years to get the Mexicans from being so nationalistic and work with us. And we got to make sure that we don't push Mexico away, because that's a 1,954-mile border that they have with us, and we just got to be smart on how we secure the border.
Given where you're from and your experience, Congressman, were you contacted by the Trump transition team about their plans for the wall? Did they want to hear an alternate view of things?
No, and that's the problem, is people that live the furthest from the border are the ones that have the, they think they have the best ideas. They don't take us in consideration. And that's the problem, is when you come in with a ideology or you think that you have the solution to this problem, they're just going to move ahead without taking the economic impact that a wall will have with our border economy. So they're, you know, eventually we are going to be talking, because remember, it's President Trump is not a king. He was elected as the president. He still has to work with Congress. The funding still has to come in through Congress. So we still got to see what funding is going to go in, where this fence is going to be. And if somebody thinks that we are going to put a wall on the full 1,954 miles, they're greatly mistaken.
Representative Henry Cuellar, Democrat from the 28th District in Texas, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.